This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. In flash floods hit Sikkim, the death toll rose to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority confirmed that 81 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake in North Sikkim, which triggered a flash flood in Teesta River Basin on the 4th of this month. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. Till date, 2,563 people were rescued. Around 7,025 persons have taken shelter in 30 relief camps. Due to flash floods in Teesta River Basin, 13 bridges have been washed away. Yesterday, Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary, departments, the Army, ITBP, BRO, NHIDCL and NHPC at Sashiling Secretariat in Gangtok. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Mishra said that the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance for the state is being provided. He said that the Prime Minister and Union Home Minister are in constant touch with Sikkim Chief Minister. He informed that the central government has constituted an inter-ministerial committee comprising senior officers from 5 ministries, agriculture, road transport and highways, Jal Shakti, energy and finance. The committee will visit Sikkim from today to take stock of the ground situation, assess damages and provide assistance. The 52nd GST Council yesterday came out with an amnesty scheme giving taxpayers time till the 31st of January 2024 to file appeals against demand orders passed by tax officers till March 2023. As per the GST law, an assessee can file an appeal against assessment order seeking taxes within 3 months of the tax officer passing such an order. This can be extended by one more month. This will facilitate a large number of taxpayers who could not file an appeal in the past within the specified time period. The Israel Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron after the death toll in Hamas attack rose over 300 with 1,500 injured. In response to the deadly attacks, the Israel Defense Forces launched the operation, hitting 17 military compounds and 4 operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly attacked Hamas and declared war. As per reports, Israeli mayor and head of the Sha'ar Hanegev Regional Council, Ofer Liebstein, was also killed in the deadly rocket fire. Several Israelis have also been held as hostages in Gaza. Meanwhile, world leaders have also condemned the ghastly attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed solidarity with Israel and said that India's thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. U.S. President Joe Biden said that there is never any justification for terrorism, adding that Washington stands firmly with the government and the people of Israel. Biden also held talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and affirmed full support for Israel's right to self-defense. In a statement, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak expressed his shock over the attack. Following the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, India's representative office to Palestine has asked all Indian nationals in Ramallah to directly contact the office in case of emergency or assistance is needed. Emergency or need assistance on the 24-hour emergency helpline Jawal 0592916418 and WhatsApp +97059291641. In response to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's statement on X, Israeli's ambassador to India, Naor Gilon, stated, "Thank you, PMO India. India's moral support is much appreciated. Israel will prevail." In another post shared on X, Gilon stated, "Israel is under a combined attack from Gaza during the Jewish holiday." In Afghanistan, at least 120 people were killed in a powerful earthquake which hit the western part of the country near the Iranian border yesterday. In the fifth match of the ODI Cricket World Cup, Team India will start their campaign against Australia at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 2 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.